Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and today is day 29 of our 50 days to Shavuot, looking at the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 29, Yeshua, our hope. 1 Timothy 1:1, our hope, Messiah Yeshua, and hope. The New American Standard Translation, 1 Timothy 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope. The word for hope is yahal. It's a word meaning to wait, to hope, to tarry. In the Psalms, it frequently means to wait with hope. Psalm 31:24, be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord. Psalm 33:18, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness. Verse 22, let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us according as we have hoped in you. Psalm 38, verse 15, for I hope in you, O Lord, you will answer, O Lord, my God. And Psalm 42, verse 5, why are you in despair, O my soul, and why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his presence. Isaiah 42, 1-4, behold my servant whom I am uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have put my ruach on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice or make his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. He will be faithfully bring forth justice. He will not be disheartened or crushed until he has established justice on earth. The islands will wait for his Torah, Tree of Life version. We wait in hope for Messiah to return and bring forth his Torah in truth and justice. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has judgment on the earth. Failure and discouragement were foreign to the Messiah, and always will be. He will set judgment in the earth. Gentiles and Jews will trust in him, Acts 15:13-18. His plan will be eventually realized, and his servants will reign with him forever. Daniel 7:18, but the saints of the highest one will receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, for all ages to come. Verse 26, but the court will sit for judgment, and his dominion will be taken away, annihilated, and destroyed forever. Again, who is it speaking of? It's regarding HaSatan. Then the sovereignty, the dominion, and the greatness of all the kingdoms under the whole heaven will be given to the people of the saints of the highest one. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions will serve and obey him. Again, our hope is fixed on his return. Revelation 11:15, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever. And Revelation 20:1-10, then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the abyss, and shut it, and sealed it over him, so that he could not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were completed. After these things he must be released for a short time. Then I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Yeshua, and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their forehead or their hand. They came to life and reigned with Messiah for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come back to life until the 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Messiah and will reign with him 1,000 years. Then the law, the civil law of the kingdom, as well as religious law, will go forth from Zion and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. All men must wait for his law, his Torah, until he comes to take over the kingdoms of this world. Again, 1 Timothy 1:1, Paul, an emissary of Messiah Yeshua, by the command of God, our Savior, and Messiah Yeshua, our hope. Psalm 39:8, and now, my Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Psalm 42:6, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you murmuring within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise him for the salvation of his presence. Psalm 52:11, I will praise you forever for what you have done. I will hope in your name, for it is good in the presence of your Kedoshim. Psalm 119:43, never snatch out of my mouth a word of truth, for I hope in your judgments. Verse 49, remember the word to your servant on which you have made me hope. Verse 74, those in awe of you see me and rejoice because I have put my hope in your word. Verse 81, my soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I still hope in your word. Psalm 114, you are my hiding place and my shield. In your word I hope. Sustain me according to your word so I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Psalm 119:116. Verse 147, I am up before dawn crying for help. I put my hope in your word. And Psalm 119:166, I hope for your salvation, Adonai, and do your mitzvot. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares Adonai. Plans for shalom and not calamity, to give you a future and a hope. No matter what is going on around us, his word gives us hope. Hope is such a powerful word. It keeps discouragement from taking over our lives, because his word gives us hope for the future. When we look upon his promises, hope is ignited in our hearts and frees us from despair. It is not just hope in this life, but hope of the world to come. Israel's national anthem is called HaTikvah, the hope. And this is the translation of the Hebrew. As long as within our hearts the Jewish soul sings, as long as forward to the east, to Zion, looks the eye, our hope is not yet lost. It is 2,000 years old to be a free people in our land, the land of Zion in Jerusalem. We also look forward to the new Jerusalem to come down from heaven to earth, so that we will live eternally as free people in the Messianic kingdom, as well with our Messiah Yeshua. Keep your hope alive in his word and in your heart. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, our hope. What are you hoping for in Messiah Yeshua? Write down your hopes and dreams for your future as you wait upon him. The blessing of the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 29 days, 4 weeks, which is 4 weeks and 1 day of the Omer. The Merciful One, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place. Speedily in our days, amen, Selah, in Yeshua's name, Bo, Yeshua, Bo, Shalom.